Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/StephenLarson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, including the CastBox app. Check it out. We have a partnership with them. It's a fantastic podcast app. I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts these days, Larson.
Same.
Good. We're also on the Apple iOS podcast app.
Yeah.
Leave a rating or a review.
Yes, please.
Have you done that lately? Have you left a rating or a review?
Not on Apple's podcast app because I have an Android.
What about on the CastBox? Have you left any comments on any other podcasts? I kind of feel like a hypocrite because I never do that for anybody else, even though I listen to a wealth of podcasts.
Yeah.
Like the 538 Politics podcast.
Yeah, you love that one.
I love that one. It's all nerdy politics stuff.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyways, we're also available on Patreon, patreon.com/StephenLarson. It's a fantastic way to support the show. You kick us money and we kick you stuff in return.
Yeah.
For example, access to live streams or access to our Discord server or even, maybe even, $20 gets you the Friendo Care Package. Look at that. Bang. Comic book. Stickers, poster, postcard signed by us. It's a great deal. $20 one time, and then we send that out to you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Get away from there. There you
go. It's a good care package.
It's a swell care package. That's what I'm going to do all weekend, by the way. That's what I'm going to do. Not all weekend. It's probably should only take me a couple hours. Now I have everything that I need.
I still know why you just don't do it here and do it together. I know you say you have your system, and I respect that. But
you would slow the system down.
All right.
I have a very good system.
All right.
And there's no reason to do it here when I can do it at home watching TV.
All right.
So that's the wealth of reasons why.
All right. Probably can put some music on or something.
Yeah.
Dance a little bit.
I don't know. See, you're making it even less value now. It was not good value. Now it's even worse value.
What?
I don't want to sit here and dance with you.
No, we're going to dance together.
I want to get work done.
We get work done if we start bobbing our head a little bit and start shaking our hips. That's what
I don't know why you want to do that at all. This is not, we're not Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Just to make it fun.
And dancing in the streets, man.
Ooh, that's a good song.
That's a great song, and it's a really fun video. Neil Westner is already kicking in with a super chat. He says, first live dirt sheet I've watched in a while. This is Going In Raw, not Dirt Sheet.
No, this is a Friday dirt sheet, our new
we
show.
We don't call it that anymore.
I do.
He says, slow days at work are the best. Keep it real. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyways, yeah, we are here to talk about, oh, we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. I know I got to go. We've been talking about more t-shirt designs. We got to do that.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of t-shirts, speaking of pro wrestling tees, there's going to be a signing there the day before All In, Larson.
That's a good segue.
And there's going to, it's on, it's 8/31, August 31st.
Oh, damn. Dropped the lid in my water.
And there's going to be a very, very, very special guest. You could say, best guest in the world.
Yeah, CM Punk, man. So All In and pro wrestling tees have been teasing the special guest on All In's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And today they announced that it is CM Punk. He mm-hmm. will be there at Pro Wrestling Tees actual retail store
mm-hmm.
on August 31st. So this pretty much seals the deal. He's going to be at All In.
Yeah.
I feel like this is as close they can get to teasing his appearance at the show without announcing it.
Okay, well, this is my spin. Number one, okay, so here's the deal. There is one step closer they could get. I don't know if you noticed this or not. You probably did, but one of the Young Bucks, tweeted the emoji with the big eyeballs in response to that tweet from Pro Wrestling Tees. So to me, the eyeballs emoji is full confirmation that if you buy a ticket to All In, you're buying a ticket to see CM Punk in some capacity
there.
Yeah,
he will not be wrestling. He will not be wrestling.
Probably not going to be wrestling.
I mean, first of all, I believe he would probably need Dana White's permission to wrestle.
Probably, yeah.
Given that he's under contract with UFC.
Yeah.
Let's say Dana White wouldn't do it. Punk would be a couple months removed from, actually 3 months removed from his second fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening June 9th in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be between fights.
Mm-hmm.
And if he loses again, who knows if there will be another fight in UFC.
I know.
There might be. Depends what the pay-per-view buys are, what the attendance is.
God, how long? I mean, how long can you play that game, man?
Until the numbers start to dip. As long as people are willing to pay to see CM Punk in the octagon, he will be in the octagon.
I don't know if that's true or not. I think. Do you think so? You think? Let me ask some. If he pop buys even more so than last time,
yeah,
would he get a fifth fight?
Well,
if his pay per view numbers kept on going up,
here I think there's got to be some balance between pay per view numbers and competitiveness.
There's no balance right now. Right, it's all this.
No, based on what we've
this.
Seen with Mickey Gall, yeah, you're correct. He's had, what, 3 years, 2 years to train more? Not to say that it's going to become a bit more equal or a lot more equal, but it should be,
I hope it
in
does.
Theory,
look,
a bit more equal, and I hope it is too, so we get a competitive fight. If he gets in the octagon against Mike Jackson on June 9th and puts forth a competitive bout, lasts at least two rounds,
yeah.
Doesn't have to win, I think, and the pay-per-view buys are good and the attendance is good, I think he could get another fight.
Yeah, but you say but you have to backtrack on your previous statement. You said as long as it keeps bumping up, if he gets murdered every single time he goes out there, at a certain point, yes, the balance is going to be so out of whack that they can't justify doing it.
Yeah,
anymore.
But I think also
especially when
in
guys
correlation
who
are, with that pay-per-view buys would dip, because I think people like curiosity about
yeah,
how badly
yeah.
Punk's going to get his butt kicked. It only lasts so long.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Wrestling fans were used to seeing him every single week.
Yeah.
There's that stat of his, you know, what is 140 title defenses.
Yeah. Versus Lesnar's 10 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So we were used to seeing him a lot.
Yeah.
And even if it's once every 3 months, he's going to, or once every 6 months, which is kind of normal for a fighter, he's going to bump views. So I don't know. It would be a while, I think, before you would see a significant decrease. I really do think that because people just really like CM Punk. They want to see him. They just want to see him. They don't care if he gets murdered. They just want to see him.
Well, yeah. This
is a T-shirt meet and greet. It's our lead story.
Well, because I think it hints at something larger in store for him,
mm-hmm.
which is just another show the next day.
Yeah. So anyways, no, that's cool. I mean, we kind of sort of, because CM Punk was having some back and forth with the Young Bucks.
Oh, on Twitter, yeah.
On Twitter not too long ago.
I think he also had some back and forth with Kenny Omega, too, at one point.
Oh, is that true? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. And I think the Jacksons recently interviewed talked about how, you know, they'll text CM Punk, and he still, you know, talks about pro wrestling. And
mm-hmm.
they said something to the extent of, you know, once you're in this industry, it never completely leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I fully expect him to be it all in.
If anybody has problems with the live stream, just hit refresh.
Yes.
Because, like, we're getting red on YouTube, but over here, like, on our OBS, it's saying green. So I don't know what the deal with that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Anyways.
Zach Stolpa, $2. What would it take for Punk to wrestle at All In? Not being under a contract with UFC, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least Dana White giving him permission. But I don't know if he'd really want to wrestle.
Well,
I think
that's the bigger issue.
I think
it's not
he
just
would
the contract.
Know
yeah.
that his presence at All In would do a lot
mm-hmm.
to help boost the profile of the show, help the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes sell out the venue. And I would suspect for him at this point, that's enough. That's his contribution. He doesn't need to compete in the ring in a match.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to speculate because we're not in his head.
Yeah, we don't know him.
I mean, for one thing, financially, we have no idea what this lawsuit, you know, I mean, he's talked about this lawsuit between him mm-hmm. and the WWE's mm-hmm. trainer guy. That he has said he suspects Vince McMahon is bankrolling. And that can't be, that's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, that's not going to be cheap.
Exactly. And so, I mean, there could very well be a financial necessity there at some point. We have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he made plenty of money off his first UFC fight. That mm-hmm. was, you know, fairly mm-hmm. public. I mean, there could be a financial necessity. I would hope that if he did come back, it would be because he had a passion for it to come back. You know, be it, you know, a couple one-offs with Ring of Honor or New Japan or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Something like Jericho has been doing New Japan.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be a lot of fun. So I don't know. I mean, it all depends. It all depends on what the man wants to do. And,
yeah.
And
well,
who knows what that is.
To answer Zach's question, it was just for All In. What would it take for him to wrestle at All In?
Oh, yeah. I think contractually speaking, I'm not sure he'd be allowed to.
Wrestle at all. Okay, yeah, at all. You entered at all, and I answered just for All In.
Mm-hmm. At all. Maybe he just forgot the word in.
That's what I thought.
At all in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be. Either way.
Either way, we covered all.
You got both answers.
We covered all our bases.
That's what we do here in Going In.
Yeah. Austin Luff, $2.39 Canadian. They are 100% hitting their 10,000 seat goal.
Oh, and that was another point I was going to make too, is I think they would get closer. They would reveal a little bit more, maybe even go all out with saying he's going to damn well be there if day three passes and they're only at like 2,500 tickets. Mm-hmm. Because the vast majority, from what I understand, shows like this, most of the tickets sell in the first 24 to 48 hours or something like that. I think Meltzer mentioned that when it came to New Japan.
Yeah.
That they're only sitting at like 20, are they at like 3,000?
The San Francisco one, last week he said, I think about 3,300.
Okay, they were 3,300, yeah. And that's like a 10,000?
I think
around 10,000 person.
It can accept an audience of that capacity.
Courtney Summers, $5, says, bury the drug-free bear. The clues are there. I'm 95%. Sure, Punk will be there at this point. Friendos.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be all in.
We haven't, StarCast has been making these big announcements.
Oh, there's been some great ones.
There's been some huge names. List off some of these names. Teddy Long, Hall of Famer Teddy Long.
Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett.
Ain't I great?
Lex Luger.
Lex freaking Luger is going to be
Nash.
There. We're going to be in the same building as Conan's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sting's been announced, but that's like,
Xbox going to be there.
That's like 60% of NWO Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
What is it? Nash, Luger, Conan,
Macho
Sting.
Man.
Oh, well, Macho Man can't be there.
Hennig was Wolfpack for a while. Again, he can't be there.
Hennig was Wolfpack for a while?
Yeah, briefly.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Very briefly, yeah. And they turned on him.
That's all that guy did in WCW. He was a walking swerve machine.
Yeah, he was.
So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. I think Bischoff's going to be there.
Yeah, as is Vince Russo.
Oh, that's right. Vince Russo's going to be there. This is going to be weird.
It's going to be an interesting weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this the same way I was looking forward to WrestleMania last year. And besides WrestleMania itself, I had an absolute blast
mm-hmm.
at all those little shows. And that's mm-hmm. what this is going to be like. This is mm-hmm. going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah. I think there was one previous super chat prior, but I'm having a
hello. Niels IVD 99. Sorry if that's wrong. €5. I find it funny that people are buying tickets for that All In show. Oh, Triple H says that.
That people are buying tickets for that All In show. Delete earlier had a $5 super chat. Said, "Hey guys, I have a non wrestling question for you. Saturday Night Live just did a sketch called Friendos. Could y'all do a parody of it with your WWE character voices?"
That sketch was great.
I don't really want to do that just because although I appreciate the dollars. It was a really, really funny sketch and I don't want to try to be lame and try to, parody it, but, it was hilarious. You guys should check it out.
Yes, it's great.
Lambo. And then there's a €5. Oh, you already did that one. Daniel DeNava, $5. Is Larson going to bury Steve for wearing a Thrasher shirt the same way he buried him for listening to Slayer? Thrasher's is just straight up clothing brand now.
Yeah.
I know it's got its origins, and I believe it's Skater Mag.
Yeah.
Skater Magazine, yeah.
Yeah.
But did you ever skateboard when you were a kid?
Not really.
I regret that's one thing I never did. I had a skateboard when I was 10 years old, and I think I got
Oh, you owned a skateboard?
Yeah. Many things. No, but many things, I tried it once and I quit when I didn't immediately pick it up. I was like, oh, I just almost fell. Screw this. I didn't put on
toss it in the garbage.
I didn't put on pads and a helmet and stuff and try. I didn't do any of that. I was just like, this is way harder than it looks. I'm just gonna go play some more NES and get mad at that. That's what I did. Richard Ely says, "Do you guys eat White Castle? I'll bring some to All In."
I've only had the frozen White Castle.
Yeah, we don't have White Castle.
We don't have White Castles out here.
So that's cool.
We only have In-N-Out.
Bring some over to Podcast Row or wherever we're gonna be. Emilio Hernandez, will you guys go to AAW All In Weekend? They're fun. It kind of depends on we should have some time.
Yeah.
When does our plane get in? On
Thursday morning, Thursday early afternoon, yeah.
So hopefully Thursday night. When is All In the show?
Saturday.
Saturday. So we'll have Thursday night and Friday night to scope out some pro wrestling shows.
Hopefully.
That'd be fun.
Let's see what they got. I'll look up AAW schedule.
AAW.
If you want to get started with the next story.
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. Boy, Larson, it's awfully hot today. Speaking of heat, Cass might have some backstage.
Actually isn't.
Of that.
It actually isn't hot.
It's nice outside.
It is very nice.
Yeah. Anyways, Pro Wrestling Sheet published an exclusive on Thursday stating that, quote, Big Cass upset the powers that be in WWE last week by going against a directive given to him before a segment involving a little person. Pro Wrestling Sheet was told that, quote, Cass was directed to be done with the attack after hitting the Daniel Bryan impersonator with a big boot, but the wrestler asked if he could take it further with a beatdown, taking his issue all the way to Vince, who said no. However, Cass went against what he was told after hitting the big boot and mounted the little person to throw a barrage of punches. Sources tell us backstage officials were very unhappy, and it landed the recently returned wrestler in hot water. That is, if true, what a terrible hill to die on.
On the verge of, from all indications, a massive push. And we heard not that long ago that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, two established talents, and Kevin Owens, the main eventer, apparently went off script and got sent home.
And they went off script to like a minor degree.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was what, they didn't stay in the ring long enough to get beat up or something?
Yes, by the New Day, yes.
Man, why? I don't understand why he would have gone off like... It's such a minor thing. I never would have thought, oh, past a big, oh man, all that extra heat that I now feel for the character of Cass, all that heel heat because he took the extra step of you know, fast punches, fast hands on that little person, that little Daniel Bryan, instead of just the big boot. That's a terrible hill to die on, right?
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Why would you have done that?
Yeah.
If you're gonna risk something, if you're gonna go all in on something, make it something that matters, man. Go off script on the mic or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a bad idea.
That is a bad idea.
Especially when Vince says no.
I know. If you go up to Vince and Vince says no, then that's the end of it. Like,
I don't even work there and I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, it does kind of make me wonder though. Well, I wonder what kind of backstage heat it is. Is it Titus getting suspended for 2 months for doing this?
No, because he hasn't been suspended. It's probably... All right, maybe some of these plans we had for you, not so much.
Yeah. Well, it also kind of makes me wonder if he was supposed to be involved in the finish of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Where Rusev, Daniel Bryan lost, yeah.
Rusev went over clean there, and they were like, well, Daniel Bryan's been through a lot lately. And then, but yeah, it was just, you know, he got Machka kicked.
Yeah,
and that was it.
That was the end of it.
Anyways, I mean, he's always got his backup career, dude. Would you like to buy some watches? Would you like to do that? How about some Cuban cigars? Relations between the United States and Cuba is a lot better now. So would you like to buy some cigars?
Why are you Jesse
Ventura? I don't know why I just launched into Jesse
Emilio. Oh, sorry. You already asked that one. Daniel DeNava, $2. Corbin making fun of Cass being in the doghouse.
Well,
you should be Cass.
Oh,
I can't
crap.
Do Cass.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey, Baron. How's your brother Darren doing?
Swell. Us Corbins, we're doing well. Here, you're not doing so well, Cass.
Oh, yeah. I punched a little guy. Would you like to buy a Cuban cigar? You can.
I don't like smoking in my Ferrari. It decreases the resale value.
Hey, I saw that footage of your drone. That drone looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got a drone in my car. You want to go race drones? We could race them. Let's race some drones.
I like to race drones.
I like to race Ferraris. All right, anyways, moving on. Poor Big Cass. You got to do it. You can't go against the big man.
Yeah,
though.
You can't. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do it. You got, if you go up to Vince, if Vince says no, then just that's it.
Okay, Vince.
Sure thing, Vince.
Sure thing,
Vince. Just the boot and I'm done.
I wonder what was Vince's reaction back at Gorilla watching that on the little monitor there. He's like, I told him not to punch that little guy. I specifically told him just one big boot to the little guy. And that was it. Damn it. He throws something at him when he walks back. See, Vince, I told you it would work. You're an idiot.
Did you hear that crowd? They didn't respond at all. If I remember correctly, like the crowd just kind of sat there.
They did. Nobody cared. Nobody likes those segments, man. Little people say like they're not funny anymore. God, they never really were, but you know. You watch some of that old like WCCW on the network, and they got like the little person matches, and some of them could really throw down, man.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's a new time we live in. UFC, Oh, man, let's talk about some freaking television contracts, Larson.
Oh, exciting stuff.
That's
I know.
That's always fun.
So we've covered UFC's television negotiation somewhat here on the show, just because it seems whatever deal UFC gets could affect what WWE gets during their next round of negotiations, because their TV deal is up next year.
Mm-hmm.
So UFC announced on Tuesday that they reached a new broadcasting deal with ESPN, which would see the company offer the worldwide leader in sports. I think that ESPN still calls himself
they
that.
They still call themselves that.
15 live UFC events streamed exclusively on ESPN's new streaming service, ESPN Plus. I guess this is just kicking off.
Everybody's got a streaming service.
They're looking to add some high-value content to the streaming service, bringing people in. The service is priced at $4.99 a month per month, or if you want to get the whole year, I guess it's about 1 cent below $50. It's $49.99.
All right.
So if you want to pitch it to yourself as a good value to say, well, it's less than $50 for the whole year.
Yeah.
In addition to the 15 exclusive events, subscribers will be able to stream, quote, non-exclusive access to UFC. This is from UFC's press release about it. UFC's full archive of programming, including historic events, classic bouts, original programming.
All right, I don't care
exclusive.
About
exclusive.
How
Hold
does this
on.
Affect the WWE?
We're getting to it. I'm tell you what the value proposition is.
Too much.
Other stuff. I think you also get UFC. You can just buy UFC pay-per-views directly through the
app.
Do
you get CM Punk's fight? See, okay.
Not for free.
Let's rewind to CM Punk really quick. You and I always, and I think you came up with this idea. That would have always been a fantastic idea. Maybe we read it somewhere. Would have been a fantastic idea for CM Punk is to do a show for UFC's Fight Pass that showed him trying to make it in the indies. Like in the lower league,
I'm sure we talked
of
about
the
it. I don't
UFC.
Think that was my idea, but we talked about that extensively.
Maybe somebody else had that idea. I thought that was a great idea, and instead they just trot him out there in front of everybody to get murdered. What are you doing with that?
Money. That's what this means. Money.
I don't see any money right there.
But this is kind of the universal sign.
Looks like you're playing a tiny violin.
Maybe more like this.
Somebody sad.
So
talk about WWE. How does it affect?
Hold
WWE?
On. Let's get to some numbers here, because the numbers are important.
Oh,
Steve.
Oh God.
From the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Dave Meltzer says that the deal is 5 years and is worth $150 million per year. That's $150 million to stream 15 events for 5 years.
Yowza.
That's $10 million per event.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't seem like anybody's making, well, UFC's making money on this deal, but that's it. So that's pretty massive. That's what WWE's getting right now, roughly, in their deal with USA. For 104 weeks of 104 episodes of content.
Nobody did the
not
math.
Not including tribute to the troops and all that kind of stuff.
Nobody did the
stuff.
Math on how many subscribers it would take to
yeah, Meltzer did the newsletter, and it's a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Do we know how many subscribers is subscribed to ESPN Plus right now?
I don't know. It's pretty much brand new, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't know if they've actually rolled it out. Oh, they have rolled it out. I think the press release said you can get it, download it now.
Anyways. WWE. So they're looking for a new their contract for TV is coming up soon,
and we might get some indication where they're going, because I guess NBC, who owns NBC Universal, owns USA Network. They're having their upfronts, their media kind of availability type showcase thing on Monday. Apparently, they're going to make it a rather massive spectacle centered around WWE. I guess various outlets think there's going to be a ring involved. John Cena, Stephanie is going to be there. So this is a huge deal. So I don't know if they're going to be in a position where they can announce anything as far as a new deal or not. Or just with the return of Total Bellas, Miz and Mrs. Maybe they're just focusing on the pre-existing or the already announced content and just really pushing that. Who knows? But it seems like based on this and whatever actually television broadcasting deal UFC, because ESPN is strictly for streaming, it's going to be a massive chunk of money heading UFC's way. And if they can get between 300 and 350 million, it makes all the sense in the world, I would think, for WWE to get something close to that.
Well, Meltzer always also points out in the newsletter that WWE's ratings aren't really in decline. They're sort of holding steady, you know. And the UFC's has been on the decline. And so he theorizes that, you know, there's the potential that WWE's product could command even a higher fee than the UFC.
Well, also WWE just runs a lot more events. There's two shows a week. You know, at the minimum. Occasionally, you know, you have like stuff like Tribute to the Troops, and then they had WWE week on USA 1 week where they had NXT was
NXT
on that week
was
and stuff.
On,
So
I mean, you know, it all kind of boils down to. So that's you said that's NBC Universal is doing that big hullabaloo
on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that could be either to promote what's coming up or to make a big deal about what, you know, that they locked them down. So that's kind of
I think they're still under contract till October next year. So that's a year and a half away.
Yeah.
It would be completely believable to think they're just going to focus on what's in front of them for the next year.
Yeah, yeah, that could be. That could be.
In terms of presenting to advertisers.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it goes back to, are we going to stick with the status quo, you know, have Raw and SmackDown continue to be Mondays and Tuesdays in USA, or are we going to see a brand new WWE landscape on TV?
Yeah, potentially on Fox.
Fox came over Monday, two-hour Raw, and then Tuesday, God knows where, Fox Sports to me, that would be terrible. Like, FX would be even preferable to that. I don't know what the number of households, the breakdown would be for that.
I don't know.
But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's how it'd go. TV deals, yay.
Well, hopefully no more on Monday about what this upfront presentation is all about.
I know.
Get some news about whether it's focused strictly on 2018 or the future.
Mm-hmm. The future.
Future.
Speaking of the future, future WWE Women's Champion, there's perhaps, Toni Storm. That's right, Toni Storm. She's like champion in a million different places right
now. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, she might be coming to WWE. Well, she is going to be coming to WWE for at least one thing, and that's the United Kingdom tournament.
Yeah, the King of the Ring tournament they're doing this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling Observer seems to think there might be more to it, however, saying, quote, apparently there was a video montage for the King of the Ring two-day event at Royal Albert Hall in London on June 18th and 19th, and her photo was shown. Storm was scheduled for June with Stardom and told the promotion that she had to leave after the June 17th show because she had a date she needed to make June 18th in England. It is not confirmed she signed, and if she did, she and WWE would be keeping it secret anyway.
I think she's also, isn't she signed through July with, like, Shimmer?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I read that today.
Oh, okay.
I'll also double-check that one. But yeah, so she wouldn't be able to sign like a full-time deal until like later in the summer. But that'd be a huge gap. We were always kind of confused as to why they didn't sign her straight up out of the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
Given they signed so many other people out of there. However, that being said, she's like super young. And just in the short time since the Mae Young Classic, man, her profile has been like, you know, raised even further. She's been all over the place, all over the world, picking up titles, doing all sorts of great stuff. So, yeah, this is not surprising at all.
No.
If she were to sign with the WWE.
No, they should do whatever they can to sign Toni Storm because she's outstanding.
She was absolutely one of the most popular people in the Mae Young Classic.
Oh, yeah. And she put on some great matches, too.
Yeah, so that'd be good.
Anyways. You want to answer some questions?
Well, yeah, let's answer some questions.
Answer some questions. We got a couple super chats here.
Why don't you read those?
I will. I was getting to it. Max Wrestling, $2. Brass ring, baby, brass ring. From Max Wrestling.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what Big Cass was going after. He was going after the brass ring.
That's what it was.
But, it, you know, he thought it might be in the little person, and he was trying to beat it out of him. It wasn't there.
No. Daniel DeNava, $2. Is Corbin's drone Vanguard 1 Broken Baron soon?
Broken Baron. Hey. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned in chat that he said, I saw Baron on Up, Up, Down, Down. And he seems like a completely different person than his character. That's not surprising. And here's the thing that you guys have to realize is that we make fun of Baron Corbin. We're making fun of what we see on the TV.
Yeah, the character.
Not the actual person. I assume that the character sort of continues on Twitter, though, because having a Ferrari and a drone is a very Baron Corbin character-esque thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, let's see here. What a great question from at RIP_Stee. Since getting jacked, Jinder has clearly had more success in his career. What superstars could do with following Jinder's example? Who should get jacked
Sami
to the
Zayn.
Gills?
Sami Zayn.
Ripped.
Yeah.
Jack Sami Zayn. What a great answer. Because he looks like he doesn't really go to the gym. He just looks like that box of Pop-Tarts over on my desk, I feel like that's his breakfast. And he doesn't just stop at one package.
What kind of Pop-Tarts did you get?
Strawberry.
All right, that's a good flavor.
It's for me, there's only two flavors of Pop-Tarts, man. Strawberry and blueberry.
You don't like the brown sugar ones?
Everything else can go to hell.
The brown sugar and maple ones are good.
Yeah.
That's what I ate growing up, yeah.
That's a decent flavor. But nah, for me, it was always just those two fruits.
No, those
strawberry,
are good. Those are good.
And sometimes like a cherry would fall in the mix. And I'd be like, that's odd, but I'll eat it.
What about some of the new flavors they have, like s'mores?
Those are what? Mmm. Ooh. I get angry when I see
good.
That stuff.
Good.
It's that. Oh, and then when they start filling Oreos with all sorts of
you don't like
crazy
that.
Stuff.
You don't like that at all.
They have like an Orange Crush flavored Pop-Tart. Like Orange Crush the freaking drink.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That sounds awful.
What's better, Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudels?
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts for sure. I love Pop-Tarts. I don't even toast them.
No, I don't either.
I just like them straight up dry.
You ever put them in the microwave?
Yeah, for like 10 seconds.
15, yeah. Just so they get nice and warm. It's a little warm.
Yeah, it's good.
If you put them there too long, they get hard.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that. That's not
but
good.
I kind of like
Plus
them.
Plus, they get really hot.
I kind of like them. They're a little chewy, though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it kind of depends on my mood.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes
actually,
I like
toasting
them
is probably my least favorite way of eating them.
Oh, I like them straight out of the package.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's that microwaved, so they're a little soft, but a little chewy, and then toasted.
I like just eating the crust, like, and then going in for the sugary, frosty stuff.
You eat the border.
Not really, but I'll have, like, one side of crust first.
All right.
And then I'll dig in.
I think our longest story of this show so far has been Pop-Tarts.
Good. Let's see here. Rodrigo Magana wants us to look into our tea leaves, play Nostradamus, and answer the question, will Daniel Bryan sign a new contract with the WWE or go to the Indies and kill it there?
Yeah, he's signing another contract.
I'm going to do the old
Carson
thing.
He might not be able to wrestle the exact style he wants to in WWE, but they still offer him the largest platform to do what he does.
Yeah.
And probably the best opportunity to make the most money while he can still wrestle.
How much of it depends on how well they treat him?
Well, I think he's be treated well regardless.
I think so, too.
I don't know, I doubt either party would be willing to sign like a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Bryan might be more inclined to do that because that means he guarantees himself a certain amount of money for the next 5 years, regardless if he wrestles or not.
I would also think that whatever contract he signs ain't going to have that freezing crap in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, if you don't clear me, I'll have a 90-day no-compete, and then I'm doing whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
I would think that'd have to be the case.
Kyle Michael, €2. Steve is like Paul Blart with all those segues. Clever.
That was not. Thank you for your €2.
Tom Fox, $2. Steve hates s'mores. Pop-Tarts, no more too sweets.
Pop-Tarts are sweet enough, man.
I know.
Pop-Tarts are three many sweet.
You don't need to dump an excessive amount of sugar in a Pop-Tart when they're sweet enough.
S'mores Pop-Tarts. Because they're not. Here's the thing about Pop-Tarts. If you think about it, and this is fairly obvious, why exactly is it a breakfast?
Be a dessert.
It really should be a dessert.
There's a lot of breakfast things, though, that really should be dessert.
Yeah.
Toaster strudels, for example. Should
right,
be dessert.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything they pitch to kids to eat for breakfast should not be eaten at breakfast.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Having something super sugary to start your day is not the best way to start your day.
What a great question. This is amazing. Everything about this question is amazing. Number one, his name is Oscar Silva. Oscar's a great name. Number two, his Twitter handle is WWE Hip Hop Fan. And number three, Post Malone is his Twitter icon. His question is this, and his question is great. What do you see being the ceiling for Drew McIntyre? I see him going down as a legend.
Yeah, man.
I think that's his ceiling for sure, whether or not he can stay uninjured.
Given the opportunity to achieve that ceiling.
Because sometimes when I look at Drew, I see guy who's so jacked he can't help but be injured. Some guys are like that. Like Cass is a dude who's so big he can't help but be injured. And it's not necessarily that he's like Jack, which he kind of is, but his legs are so long. It's just all the room for...
Yeah, no, like, I know what you mean.
He's kind of like just a really young version of the great Khali, Big Cass is, you know, the way he lumbers about.
Yeah.
Kind of hurts to watch.
Mitchell Phillips, £2. I missed the show. Hello from Sunny Newcastle. But he says Sunny, ha ha. So I think he's being sarcastic.
Oh, no.
Not be sunny in Newcastle.
Not very sunny in Newcastle right now. Maybe I'll go to Newcastle a year from now and be in... Scotland. No, that's a year from a couple months from now. Going to Scotland. Got to figure out how to afford all friggin' one of my kids to go to Scotland with us.
Mr. Jacobs, hardcore title should be brought back and have the 24/7 rule reinstated. Not a hardcore title.
Network title.
Network title.
Yeah. Scott Devine, who is your ultimate hot dog break wrestler? I've never heard of a hot dog break
match. Bathroom break.
It's usually bathroom break, or we call it a merch break. the one wrestler, past or present, you find the most boring?
It's the first name that popped in my head.
Go ahead.
Buff Bagwell.
Oh, wow. What a great name.
Found nothing interesting about him.
Okay, here's the thing about Buff Bagwell. Is that at least, see, I'm sure I can find somebody who bored me through and through.
No, I'm sure I could too. That's just the first name that popped in my head.
But when he had Steiner with him, at least he had Steiner with him.
Well, then that's Steiner you're sticking around for.
Yeah, but, you know, Buff was there. If it was a Buff match, Steiner was usually there. But that's a good answer. Most boring wrestler.
He really didn't have a ton of personality.
No.
He wasn't that good in the ring.
No.
He had that little dance. That was about it.
Oh, it was terrible. It was kind of surprising that he ended up as oddly successful as he did.
I know.
I don't. God, man, that's a great question. Because I know there are some out there that I can think of, like during his last run, that was the problem with the League of Nations, Alberto.
Wade Barrett,
and Sheamus.
He never wrestled. And Rusev.
Yeah. But Rusev was the guy that I really liked. All three of those guys, I could literally just walk out of the room and not care. Not care at all.
Yeah.
Regardless of how I felt about them in years prior. Oh, great question. Mecca Meech. What's a good name for the team of Ziggler and Drew?
What's a good name for
Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler together?
Good team name.
I hope they don't have a team name, but
I mean, they said that they aren't there to steal the show. They are the show. Just call them the show.
Yeah. Why did they just rip off the bar? That bugged me too.
Yeah.
We didn't just steal the show.
No, we're not trying to steal the show.
We are the show. Yeah, the show. Well, it's the show. And then you could just use that theme song.
Yeah, the old school version.
Mm-hmm.
Soul FGC, $5. Steve probably cringes with Lay's cramming food into chip flavors. Who enjoys hamburger or hot dog chips?
Oh, that's a... I didn't even know that was a thing.
I don't know if they have hamburger or hot dogs. I've had ketchup flavored potato chips.
I've heard of that. I've had that before. I don't like it, but I've heard about it.
Lay's had a bunch of interesting ones.
Like pizza flavored Doritos to me is acceptable.
Well, it's just like cheese and tomato sauce.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
A hot dog chip? That's weird.
Have you ever had a Kettle Brand has maple bacon chips? They're not bad. It kind of tastes like barbecue chips.
Justin wants to know who's had the worst masks in wrestling?
Oh, wow.
What did Max Moon's mask look like? Max Moon. Didn't he have a mask or a helmet? Oh, yeah, there we go. It's Max Moon for sure. Look at that. What the heck? What is that? Like, it's like covering up his eyes. Like, the straps are over his freaking eyes. That's terrible. Oh, look,
yeah, it seemed like
it'd
be kind of hard to see.
That's terrible. You know, the coolest mask, and I just wish he would wear it during his matches. Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he had that big old steam powered.
Yeah, that was rad. That was cool. I don't think he could wear that during
matches. No, impossible. But still,
it'd
really
be pretty
cool.
Neat. Delete 10 pounds, given the amount of international commentators. That work WWE pay-per-views, who is the best international commentator?
The best international commentator.
Is it Funaki?
Well, that's the only one I know. I honestly don't know. I see some of those guys, and I'm like, man, I wish I knew their language so I could watch them. Savinovich.
Was it Carlos?
It's not Savinovich?
Shoot, what's his
name?
Who's
that guy? Yeah, I know you're talking about Spanish mask guy.
Yeah.
He's great. Savinovich.
I think it's... Oh, Carlos Correa. That's
a baseball player.
That is a baseball player. Anyways, move on to another question.
All right.
Carlos Cabrera.
Cabrera. There you go. Hugo Savinovich.
Yeah.
Who's that? Look up Hugo Savinovich.
No, I think he's the other member of the Spanish.
Oh, okay, Minnesota. There you go. I just like that name. Anyways,
he was in up till 2011. He was part of the WWE Spanish announce team. Yeah.
Oh, what a great question. Double A. If you guys each had a male pet giraffe, what would you name him?
A pet giraffe?
Yeah. I'd call him Swinging Neckbreaker. Because he got a really long neck.
Long neck, yeah.
Get it?
No, I get it.
Get it?
I get it. Oh, here's a great question. Matt Dale 16, $2. Steve, do you like pineapple on pizza?
You know the answer to this question. You know the answer
to
this question.
You must be new to the show.
Must be new to the show. You must be new around here. No, I hate pineapple. Pineapple's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, Steve doesn't like pineapple
it's
across the
so
board.
So gross.
Across the board, he dislikes pineapple.
The devil's food. That's what it is. Justin Wern, what do you guys think of CZW? Do you consider that actual wrestling or just a bloody spot fest?
I think there's a bit of
both. Oh, God. He said, I only asked because I saw Jimmy Havoc do a curb stomp to someone through light tubes.
No, thank you.
Okay, so here's the thing about CZW. There's actual wrestling there.
Yeah, then they do that stuff.
And then they do the hardcore stuff. To each their own. Whatever you want to do, your body,
have,
it's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't have the stomach for the hardcore
I'm
stuff anymore.
I'm not into it. I can't do it.
I can't.
And I think I was okay with it back when we were in our 20s.
Yeah, it was up until we saw someone get set on fire live.
Yeah, after that, I had to do some real soul searching.
Yeah.
I had to really think about it and say, I really am not interested in watching somebody die while I'm trying to enjoy this with some popcorn or some nachos. So I'm not into it. I can't do it.
It's not my thing.
And honestly, here's my thing too. Is that really, if you just take light tubes out of it, you might get me there.
I know.
You might get me there if the light tubes. Light zooms.
Oh, light zooms. The light tubes just add just such a so much unpredictability about those things.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of the bad injuries that happen in these hardcore matches are because of light tubes.
I wonder. See, I don't know.
I read this thing, and I might be getting the details wrong, where a guy was doing a spot where he had to go into like a shopping cart full of light tubes. And like he sliced all the skin off his shins off or something like that because of all the, you know, hunks of glass.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the worst recent injury I saw was when that dude, and it had nothing to do with hardcore wrestling at all. It was when that guy busted his lip.
Oh, it got caught in the turnbuckle.
In the turnbuckle, and like it was literally like another mouth down here.
Yeah.
That was messed up.
That was messed up.
That was supremely messed up. Oh, El Dildorino. First time question asker. Been watching since 10 for the win. What do you think? What is 10 for the win? What is that? What do you think they'll do for SmackDown 1000 as it's coming up this year?
Probably something special.
Well, who
bring back who you can of the SmackDown 6.
Chavo?
Yeah. Kurt?
Kurt?
Brock?
Edge?
I always forget who the SmackDown 6 is. What kind of wrestling fan am I?
I always forget. I always know Chavo and Eddie. Chavo, Eddie, Benoit, Edge. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can free this out now. Okay, here we go. Oh, okay, yeah, Ray. So a couple of these guys can come back. Eddie, Kurt, Edge, Benoit, Ray, and Chavo. So you can bring back Chavo, Ray, Edge,
Kurt.
And Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't really the problem is you can't really refer to them as a SmackDown 6 because, you know, because then you'd be admitting that Chris Benoit existed.
Yeah, no. High Res Hero 489. What's your guys' favorite match that included Shinsuke and Kota Ibushi? Oh, no, mine is. What's yours?
Oh, their Wrestle Kingdom match.
Still haven't seen it.
I have a really good friend who says it's amazing.
All right, how about this? After we're done here, we got to do a couple odds and ends.
No, I don't want to do. I know what you're saying. No, I'm not going to do it.
Sit down at your desk and watch it.
Tell you what, I'll watch that. Is if we stay around, we stick around and watch the second episode of Thunder.
No. That's 2 hours.
Yeah, man. Or no, it's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Still, that's approaching 2 hours. This match is like 15 minutes long.
I'll watch it. I promise I'll watch it.
You're never going to watch it just to spite me.
I'll do it. Now, yeah, because your attitude. Of course I'm going to spite
you. Well, your attitude sucks too.
You didn't even know. Anyways, I like this. Vandal Jim made a little graphic for his Friday show question. Well done. And it's got Noe, Jose, Kurt Hawkins, and Dana Brooke on it. And his Friday show question is, Which lower card superstar would make the most interesting Money in the Bank competitor and winner?
Who are the options? Dana Brooke, Kurt Hawkins, and No Way Jose.
No Way Jose. But we can choose from whatever lower card superstar we want to. Zack Ryder.
Ty Dillinger.
I think people would pop for Zack Ryder. I think people, because he what, didn't he win like a...
He won that ladder match at Continental. Yeah. Ladder match at 32.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger.
Sammy at Sammy Stardust 1. Do you guys have your picks for who you want to win Best of the Super Juniors 2018?
Will Ospreay.
Yeah, we both think it's going to be Will Ospreay. I want it to be Will Ospreay, and I think it's going to be him. He's in the middle of this, you know, I'm redefining the junior heavyweight.
I want to hold that belt until I get through the Young Lion program, and then I can take it off him.
No, but you're going to be going into Best of the Super Elders.
This is all a tease for Sunday's Matt Chat.
Oh.
It's not until Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we didn't do that already, huh?
Well, it hasn't aired already. We've done it.
Right.
It hasn't aired yet, though.
That's what I meant. If we haven't aired it, it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Matt Dale 16, $2. What makes the perfect sandwich?
What makes?
So you can narrow it down to one thing. You know, I feel like this...
You can't really narrow it down to one thing.
I feel like if you just use the wrong bread, it can ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that.
It's dry.
But there really isn't like a perfect bread, is there?
No, it all depends what's between the bread.
Exactly, yeah. It is hard though. Like
you can have the best, you know, like fillings of a sandwich possible, but if it's the wrong bread or the bread is old or is dry or doesn't, you know, sufficiently accent or enhance the flavors that are within the sandwich, then it could ruin the whole experience.
I'll tell you this, man. It's hard to go wrong with a panini in terms of like how to handle your bread.
Mm-hmm.
If you paniniize it.
Well, this puts some olive oil and make it hot.
Yeah, I know.
That's it's good. I love it.
Yeah,
I know.
It's great if you paniniize it.
Yeah. What's your favorite bread for paninis?
Oh, I don't know. Sourdough, probably.
You ever had a good herb focaccia panini?
I don't know. Now you're just getting too obscure, man. It's just annoying when you do that. Let's see here. Cameron Michko says, who would you want Undisputed Era go against first on the main roster? They do these little video these little video promos on the Twitter.
And they're great.
And they're amazing. They're amazing. These guys are special.
New Day.
Main roster, New Day. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Christian, 29D, $5. Should WWE have a new mid-card show on the network like the old Heat, Velocity, and Superstars? That's where Main Event is, right?
Yeah, Main Event, man. Apparently, it's pretty good. Apparently, like Kurt Hawkins' story is on there. The Revival's been doing really good stuff on there.
Chris Johnson, $5. I've been thinking about a new stable to feud with the Undisputed Era. What would you name a stable led by EC3 and including Kona Reeves and Tino Sabatelli?
Oh, dear.
Well, Tino's out.
Well, they'd be the one percenters.
Yeah. Tino's out, though. He has a torn muscle.
So you put Riddick Moss in
his chest.
There.
He's hurt, too, I read.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Man, no wonder they broke him up.
Martin Garcia, $199. His pick from Money in the Bank is Hilton. Hashtag we want Hilton.
No. Number one, 80% of people don't even think Hilton's real. They don't believe that he's an actual person.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Oh, this is a good question. Kind of similar to the Money in the Bank one. Gucci Mane's lawyer, who is someone, I wonder if he actually is, who is someone in the lower end of the card that has the most untapped potential? Mike Kanellis, Ty Dillinger, Chad Gable, maybe Apollo Crews are the suggestions he threw out there. Mike Kanellis looks freaking jacked.
He does.
And they have not used him nearly to his potential. I don't know how much of it was sort of their personal stuff, you know, him with his rehab stuff and then Maria getting pregnant. I'm not sure how much of it had to do with that in terms of their push being like immediately halted.
Yeah.
But he looks amazing these days.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
And, you know, I don't know how long she wants to be or plans to be on maternity leave, but, you know, I would really like to see them reboot that whole love thing that they were doing.
Yeah. It seemed interesting at first.
It kind of did, yeah. That was cool.
I'll say Chad Gable because we've seen that he's an exceptional wrestler.
Oh, and personality-wise, he's great.
Yeah, he has all the tools. He just needs a good storyline and some opportunity. I think he can go places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. That's all right. We got. That's what we got today.
That's your show, I guess.
Yeah. We seem really bummed out about it.
I like answering questions. It's fun.
What are you doing for lunch?
I brought something, but I'm not married to it.
Oh, we got to do this real quick.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Okay.
I thought we were going to talk lunch real quick.
Oh, we're going to talk lunch really quick? Okay.
Did you bring lunch?
I brought a box of Pop-Tarts.
Again, did you bring lunch?
No.
All right, we'll talk about it.
No, I got to get out of here like two anyways.
Oh, all right.
Alabama's giving a Mother's Day performance. Sadly, her mother cannot attend.
Oh.
So I'm going to go and film it.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on film. I'm probably going to get the DSLR and, like, you know, get some Kino flows.
Production value.
Yeah. Get like a boom guy, sound guy.
All right.
You know, I'm going to record it on audio tape.
We mean like a reel-to-reel?
The reel-to-reel.
Or a cassette.
No, reel-to-reel.
All right, that's a better idea.
Yeah. Professional 16mm film.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they used to shoot Next Generation on, what, Super 16?
Really?
Or 16mm?
Yeah. I guess that's not surprising.
Yeah.
But you can shoot, like, Walking Dead was shooting on 16mm for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that look super
good. Yeah, if you light it right. Yeah.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's on TV, so who cares?
Yeah.
You know.
Most people stream stuff these days.
Exactly. Anyways, we are a podcast, of course, Larson.
We're
offering an opportunity. It's sort of like a promotional swap thing. Our podcast people reached out to us and said, hey, we're trying to get some traction off this new podcast called This Sounds Serious.
Yeah.
In exchange, we'll give you guys some shine on the front page of CastBox or whatever. They said, check it out. We said, okay, well, hold on a second. Let's check it out first.
Yeah.
And if we dig it, then we're cool with it.
Yeah.
We're good. Anyways, we both checked it out.
Yeah.
And actually, we really like it. It's really good.
So if you're looking for a new podcast, check out this new CastBox creation called This Sounds Serious, Steve mentioned.
It tells a fictional murder story that involves twins, cults, and a Florida weatherman. So if you're into like those true crime podcasts,
yeah,
this is kind of a parody version of that, but it also tells a really compelling serialized story.
Yeah. This Sounds Serious is out now, and you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And that's it for the show. Let's get some music. Let's see if that works.
Oh, we have one more super chat. Tom Fox, $5. Will Will Ospreay ever make it to NXT WWE with his history of injuries?
Yes.
Sure.
He will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.